Though Louis had been miserable over having to rejoin the Air Corps, it wasn't so bad after all. Training at Texas's Ellington Field, then Midland Army Flying School, he earned superb test scores. The flying was usually straight and level, so airsickness wasn't a problem. Best of all, women found the flyboy uniform irresistible. While Louis was out walking one afternoon, a convertible, fringed in blondes, pulled up, and he was scooped into the car and sped off to a party. When it happened a second time, he sensed a positive trend. Louis was trained in the use of two bombsights. For dive bombing, he had a $1 handheld sight consisting of an aluminum plate with a peg and a dangling weight. For flat runs, he had the Norden bombsight, an extremely sophisticated analog computer that at $8,000 cost more than twice the price of the average American home. On a bombing run with the Norden sight, Louis would visually locate the target, make calculations, and feed information on airspeed, altitude, wind, and other factors into the device. The bomb sight would then take over flying the plane, follow a precise path to the target, calculate the drop angle, and release the bombs at the optimal moment. Once the bombs were gone, Louis would yell, "Bombs away," and the pilot would take control again. Norden bomb sights were so secret that they were stored in guarded vaults and moved under armed escort, and the men were forbidden to photograph or write about them. If his plane was going down, Louis was under orders to fire his Colt 45 into the bombsite to prevent it from falling into enemy hands, then see about saving himself. In August 1942, Louis, graduated from Midland, was commissioned a second lieutenant. He jumped into a friend's Cadillac and drove to California to say goodbye to his family before heading into his final round of training, then war. Pete, now a Navy Chief Petty Officer stationed in San Diego, came home to see Louis off. On the afternoon of August 19th, the Zamperinis gathered on the front steps for a last photograph. Louis and Pete, dashing in their dress uniforms, stood on the bottom step with their mother between them, tiny beside her sons. Louise was on the verge of tears. The August sun was sharp on her face, and she and Louis squinted hard and looked slightly away from the camera, as if all before them was lost in the glare. Louis and his father rode together to the train station. The platform was crowded with uniformed young men and crying parents, clinging to one another, saying goodbye. When Louis embraced his father, he could feel him shaking. As his train pulled away, Louis looked out the window. His father stood with his hand in the air, a wavering smile on his face. Louis wondered if he'd ever see him again.